Hello and welcome to this edition of the Presbyterian Podcast. My name is Gethin Russell-Jones. Helo a chroeso i rifyn newydd o'r podlediad Presbyteraidd. Fenw i yw Gethin Russell-Jones. This episode is all about a special appeal being launched by the Presbyterian Church of Wales. It's called the Manu Poor Appeal, raising awareness of the thousands of Christians who've been driven out of their homes in that country in northeast India and asking people to donate to it. In May 2023, extreme violence broke out against the largely Kuki tribes. This resulted in the death of over 120 people and the destruction of hundreds of churches and other Christian buildings. Hundreds of villages, churches, and homes have been burnt to ashes, and nearly 42,000 people displaced in neighbouring countries. The Reverend Nan Powell Davis and the Reverend Rebecca Lalbiasangi recently visited a refugee camp in neighbouring Mizoram. I talked to them about their experiences and about the Manu Poor appeal. Mae'r bennod hon yn ymwneud ag apel arbennig sy'n cael ei lansio gan Eglwys Presbyteraidd Cymru. Fe'i gelwir yn apel Manu Poor, yn codi ymwybyddiaeth o'r miloedd o Gristnogion sydd eisoes wedi cael eu gyrru allan o'u cartrefi yn y wlad hon yng Ngogledd Ddwyrain India a gofyn i bobl gyfrannu ato. Ym mis Mai 2023, torrodd trais eithafol yn erbyn y llwythau Kuki yn bennaf. Arweiniodd hyn at farwolaeth dros 120 o bobl a dinistrio cannoedd o eglwysi ac adeiladu Cristnogol. Mae cannoedd o bentrefi, eglwysi a chartrefi wedi llosgu lwch a bron i 40,000 o bobl wedi dadleoli mewn gledydd cyfagos. Ddiweddar ymwelodd y parch Nan Powell Davis a'r parch Rebecca Lalbiasangi a gwersyll ffoaduriaid ym Mizoram. Siaradais â nhw am eu profiadau ac am y pêl Manu Poor.
Nan Powell Davis and I am the General Secretary of the Presbyterian Church of Wales. 190 years ago, our mission as a church was done through the old London Missionary Society. And it was at the time, as a church, we were asked within the society, to send our missionaries, I think it was, if I'm correct, to the Pacific. But we didn't feel called. And John Roberts, who was leading on the foreign mission at the time, felt that the Lord was calling us to Northeast India. And therefore, about 6 years later, the Reverend Thomas Jones sailed to Calcutta and then went overland and over rivers and all kinds of means of transport, and arrived in Cherrapunji in Meghalaya these days, or as we would know it, the Khasi Hills. And of course, the rest is history. So we started our foreign mission as Calvinistic Methodist in Wales in Cherrapunji, then went out to the Khasi and Jhantia Hills. And then in 1897, about 50 years later, the first missionary from the Presbyterian Church of Wales landed in Mizoram, the Reverend D. E. Jones. And then we shared the gospel with the Mizos, the people of Mizoram. But, you know, it's very hard for us to comprehend the kind of the tribal the tribal scene in Northeast India and how the tribes are interconnected with each other, and where within one big tribe you will have like sub-tribes, or you will have a slight different dialect and so on. So the tribe of Mizoram, the Mizo, and up till today, it's the same language as it's understood within other tribes in the surrounding area. So in the east, You've got the Chin Hills on Myanmar. So it would be the same language as Mizo, but they would call it Chin. And then to the north, you have the Kukiso, which is in Manipur. But they all understand each other. So the Mizos, once they started experiencing revival and you know the Holy Spirit at work and church growth, and themselves becoming leaders of the church, they then decided we need to share the gospel, and they started with their neighbors, with their own family, and therefore, this is how we are. This is how we belong with and to each other. So this is how we are family, how we call the Kukiso our brothers and sisters. And that's why, you know, we feel the call, and that we cannot avoid what is happening in Manipur. We started a prayer appeal 18 months ago, and now this year, the whole of 2025, we will have a financial appeal to go side by side the prayer appeal that we've already launched.
Do you want to talk about that appeal, Nan? Because you and Rebecca recently have come back from Mizoram, and you witnessed firsthand what's happened to dozens of people who fled Manipur as a result of this huge civil unrest, which saw them having to run for their lives. And now living in Mizoram, could you tell us what you saw there, and maybe what this appeal, what you hope this appeal will achieve?
Well, of course, the families of Manipur have been displaced and scattered really along those states of the northeast, but mainly in Mizoram. So they come down south, and therefore they are displaced in various towns and villages. But we were blessed to be able to go to one of those camps, and it was a camp for displaced families, 40 families. And what I saw was very pleasing to the eye, and certainly very, you know, it was pleasing to my heart as well. We saw people being you know, displaced but settled in permanent structured buildings. You know, the whole camp was. They had homes to live in. There were roads to arrive there. There was a church for them to gather. There was different halls for them to gather. So they were giving education to the children. There were relevant key workers regarding health and certainly mental health and counseling. So we could see that from fleeing from your homeland, that they were placed in a refuge. Very beautiful scenery, very fresh, on a hilltop, looking on the rest of Isol. So you just felt that it was a time for healing for them. And that meant a lot, seeing that. And of course, the day we arrived, they were celebrating Christmas. And when it's Christmas in Mizoram or in Manipur or any other states in Northeast India, you wear your best clothes, you eat together, and you worship and you dance together. So that it was that sense of celebration. But amidst the celebration, you know, we were interviewing, as Rebecca's shared with you, we were interviewing individuals that were repeating, you know, the harshness of their story. But also we experienced the mass prayer when everybody prays together, and when you have 40 families praying all at the same time, and you could just see that longing and that pain that they had experienced from having to flee, and also that, you know, they are an oppressed and a targeted tribe within Northeast India. And there was a longing in their hearts to return home. And of course, that's part of the appeal. That is the aim, is, we are talking about displaced people. We want to see them having the right to set their feet back on their land, on their ground, and to return home. And we hope to do that. We have partnered with the Presbyterian Church of India, and especially the Synod of Mizoram, because that's the safest, more accountable way that we can pay the money. And we will work with them on rebuilding structures of education, health, and even rebuilding of homes and community, so that they'll be able to return home. So we will work very closely with the Synod of Mizoram, as we will be paying the money. Nan Powell Davies, Ysgrifennydd Cyffredinol Eglwys Bresbyteraidd Cymru. A dwi'n mynd i rannu dipyn bach efo chi rwan. Be di'r berthynas rhyngtho ni a Manipŵr? Mae Manipŵr, wrth gwrs, mae'r hanes yna mynd yn ôl 190 o flynyddoedd yn ôl. Pan ddaru John Roberts oedd yn ar cyswllt na fo'r genhadaeth dramor, ac ar y pryd oedd ni'n ran o'r hen London Missionary Society fel Methodistiaid Calfinaidd. Ond mi deimlodd John Roberts ar rhai eraill, ond John Roberts oedd yn arwain ar y pryd, bod yr arglwydd yn galw ni'n benodol i rannu'r efengyl yn Gogledd Ddwyrain yr India. Ac er bod yr LMS yn dweud, na, dim anodd ych chi'n mynd. Ac fod yn onest, dwi'n cofio'n iawn lle nath nhw ddweud, dwi'n meddwl mae rwla yn y Pacific. Oedden nhw'n gwbl benderfynol mae ymateb i alwad yw. Ac felly mi gychwynodd y cenhadwr cyntaf, Thomas Jones, allan 184 o flynyddoedd yn ôl, a cyrraedd Cherrapunji, neu Sora, yn halaeth Meghalaya heddiw yma, yn Brynia Casia, ar hanner efengyl. Ac yn dilyn hynny, wrth gwrs, yn sicr erbyn troad y ganrif wedyn, yr bedwaredd ganrif ar bymthag, yna gyfres o diwygiadau'n torri allan. Ac ar ôl diwygiad mawr 1914 yng Nghymru, mi dorodd na diwygiad allan yn 1915 yn Meghalaya, Brynia Casia, ac yna wedyn yn 1916 yn Mizoram. Oedd y cenhadwr cyntaf o Gymru ac o Eglwys Fetraeth Cymru, Parch D. Jones, wedi mynd allan yn 1897. A be ddigwyddodd oedd yr angerdd yma gan y misos yn benodol i fynd ac i rannu'r efengyl efo yr misos eraill i gychwyn efo. A pam dwi'n deud, mae'n anodd i ni ddeall yng Nghymru be mae llwythau yn edrych fel a sut mae bywyd llwythol yn edrych fel. Achos dyna sy'n na yn y Gogledd Ddwyrain ydy llwyth ar ôl llwyth ar ôl llwyth. Ac hyd yn oed o fewn llwyth, yma yna lwyth a llai. A wedyn y llwyth ydy'r miso, ac yr un bobl ydy'r miso, sef bobl Mizoram, a'r cwci so, sef bobl Manipŵr, Crisnogion Manipŵr, a hefyd yr chin, sef yr rhai hynny sy'n miso yn byw i'r dwyrain o Mizoram, sef bobl Myanmar heddiw yma, ac wrth gwrs i'r gogledd bobl Manipŵr. Ac felly, y diwrnod ddaru Thomas Jones rydy droed lawr yn Cherrapunji, oedden ni'n dod i gyfamod efo pobl yr ardal yma, ac wedyn wrth gwrs yn Mizoram, wedyn yr misos yn mynd i Manipŵr. Ac felly, mae be sy'n digwydd y Manipŵr heddiw yma yn effeithio ni. Ydyn ni hefyd yn cael yn galw i sefyll efo. Maen nhw'n frodyr ac yn chwiorydd i ni Manipŵr, da ni wedi cyfamodi fan nhw. Ac felly dyna pam bod o'n hanfodol yn bod ni, a da ni'n gwybod, dwi'n cymryd yn bod ni gyd yn gwybod be sy wedi digwydd y Manipŵr, sef bod y ddau lwyth, prif lwyth yma, y May Day a'r Cwci So, May Day yn fwyafrif Hindŵaidd, wedi dod ac wedi meiddiannu pentrefi sydd gan fwyaf yn yr ucheldir yn Manipŵr, ond wedi meddiannu y tiroedd hynny ac wedi yn llythrenol rhoi'r munuda i'r cwci so i ddianc am ei bywyd o'r llefydd hynny. Da ni'n anffodus wedi gweld bod rhai sydd wedi methu dianc, bod nhw wedi colli bywyda. Mae yna gannoedd erbyn hyn wedi colli bywyda. Ac hefyd, wrth gwrs, mae yna gannoedd o eglwysi wedi cael eu llosgi yn ilw. Ac mae yna filoedd o gartrefi y cwci so wedi cael eu llosgi. Pan fydd rhaid yn wadal i'w tiroedd, a mae yna rhai hyd yn oed heddiw yma yn gorfod gadael o'r newydd o Manipŵr, da ni'n clywed am rhywbeth wythnos dwytha. Maen nhw wastad yn gwybod bod mis o ram yn mynd i fod yn le diogel, yn le diogel o loches. A'r hyn welson ni oedd gwaith yn arbennig tro yma, dydy o ddim wastad yn wir am bob man y mae yr cwci so yn cael ei dadleoli, achos dyna sy'n digwydd wrth gwrs, maen nhw'n ffoi a maen nhw'n gorfod cael ei dadleoli. Dim yn ddiogel gan fwyau cael ei dadleoli ma'n ei pŵr. Lot o'n nhw wedi cael ei dadleoli yn arbennig yn y lle yma, welson ni yn mis o'r am, o'n 40 o deuluoedd wedi dadleoli. Ac oedd yr amgylchiadau byw yn arbennig iawn o ddeud y gwir. Yr amgylchiadau mi oedd yr cartrefi, oedd ganddyn nhw yn gartrefi parhaol yn yr ystyr nid pebyll oedden nhw. Ac yn harddwch yr cyfarfod hynny pan oedd ni allan yn mis o ran, oedd bod ni wedi cael gweld yr cwci so, bod ni wedi cael gweld nhw ar eu gorau, achos oedden nhw'n dathlu'r Nadolig. Felly oedden nhw wedi gwisgo'n hardd, oedden nhw yn paratoi gwledd i fwyta fo'i gilydd, oedden nhw'n digwydd bod mewn amser o addoliad pan wnaethon ni gyrraedd. Felly oedden nhw'n canu, oedden nhw'n dawnsio, ac oedden nhw'n neud yn ôl arferiad sydd ganddyn nhw yn y Gogledd Ddwyrain i gyd, ond yn arbennig y miso a'r cwci so a'r chin, oedden nhw'n cydweddio yn mas pre, lle mae pawb yn gweddio'r un pryd gyda'i gilydd. A pan fathon ni fewn i'r capal lle oedden nhw'n addoli, oedden ni jest yn clywed yr eiriol yma. 40 o deuluoedd efo'i gilydd yn gweddio'n dau ar yr arglwydd. A mae jyst mae effaith hynny, mae effaith gwrando ar mas prer yn dipyn o beth, achos mae yna lot o sŵn, ac mae yna siarad ar draws i'ch gilydd, mae o'n swnio'n debyg iawn i ddydd Pentecost siŵr o fod, ac yn enwedig gan bod rhywun yn dallt yr iaith yn iawn, felly mae rhywun yn clywed lot o'r lleisiau yma, jyst yn clywed yr eiriol yma. Ac hefyd, mi fyddwn ni'n dangos o ran yr apêl, mi fyddwn ni'n dangos hefyd y lleoliad. Mae o'n leoliad iach, mae o ar ben bryn, ac mae yna olygfa hardd o gwmpas y lle. Mae'r adeiladau newydd, maen nhw'n lân, maen nhw'n daclus, ac mae hefyd y gefnogaeth sy'n yna mewn cownselwyr, mewn iechyd yn gyffredinol, hyd yn oed mewn pethau efallai da ni'n cymryd gan y tal fel sydd wedi geisio gwaith, achos mae'r tiluoedd yma dal angen yr urddas o gynnal eu hunain yn ystod y cyfnod yma. Felly dwi'n meddwl fysa ni wedi gallu dymuno gweld lle mwy, wel, oedd o fwy o fendith i bobl Manipŵr. Ac oedd o fendith i ni bod ni wedi cael gweld nhw ar eu gorau a bod ni wedi cael cydweddio fo nhw, cydfwyta fo nhw a dathlu yn adolyg efo nhw hefyd.
A wrth i bobl gyfrannu i'r apêl yma, beth yw'r gobeithion? Beth yw'r gwyddiff i'r arian sy'n cael ei rhoi?
Mi benderfynwyd wrth gwrs, da ni fel elusen yn hunain, da ni'n atebol i'r Comisiwn Elusenna sut mae'r arian yma'n cael ei wario. Ac felly penderfyniad y gymanfa llynedd oedd bod yr arian yn mynd drwy, yr partner ariannol ydy ni'n partneri efo, ydy Eglwys Presbyteraidd yr India. Ac mae ffen catlus hi yn Shillong. Ond ran y gwaith ar lawr deiar ac ran trosglwyddo'r arian, mi fyddwn ni'n neud hynny drwy synod mis o ram, sydd ar gallu wrth gwrs i fynd a'u hawydd nhw hefyd i ail adeiladu bywydau pobl yn Manipŵr. A sut mae hynny'n edrych? Dwi'n clywed chdi'n gofyn, Gethin? Wel, mae hynny'n mynd i edrych ar sawl lefel. Mae o yn mynd i edrych fel ailadeiladu isadeiledd yn arbennig iechyd ac helpu mewn cynlluniau iechyd y bydd yr eglwys yn rhan o'n nhw. Isadeiledd ysgolion. Mae rhai o blant Manipŵr ddim wedi bod mewn ysgol am flwyddyn a hanner. Ac wrth gwrs peth arall y mae'r arian gobeithio mynd i wneud yn y man hefyd ydy grymuso a galluogi pobl i ddychwelyd yn ôl adra, i ddychwelyd i nôl i broi mebyd a'i tir a'i etifeddiaeth a lle sydd yn adra iddyn nhw. Felly grymuso yr cookie so i fynd yn ôl adra ydy bwriad yr apêl.
My name is Rebecca Lalbiaksangi. I am originally from Mizoram, but I was ordained in 2023 as a minister with the Presbyterian Church of Wales here in Mid Wales. So I am serving as a minister here in East Montgomeryshire Pastorate with 10 chapels in it.
Well, a very warm welcome to you today, Rebecca, on what is actually another chilly day in Wales. So, Rebecca, you have recently returned from a visit to Mizoram. You went with the Reverend Ampal Davis as part of a delegation from the Presbyterian Church of Wales. And I wonder if you could just tell us the story of what you saw in Mizoram and the kind of people you met while you were there.
Yes, so we went with the General Secretary, as you said, Reverend Nan. Nan and I did other things. We attended the Mizoram Synod, which is like association here in Wales. And it was such a wonderful experience. We also went to the Khasi Hills and to celebrate 125th Jubilee of the Women's Ministry there. So that was such a wonderful experience too. But one of the very important thing and moving experience was to meet the refugees from Manipur state. Manipur is just our neighboring state, Mizoram, near Mizoram. So with the crisis and the problem they face there, a lot of people from Manipur came to Mizoram, and the Mizoram church embraced them, and we met about more than 40 families. They are in a refugee camp, and we were fortunate that day when they all gathered together in one place, because it was December and they were having Christmas advance program, so they were all together. We met them, children, elderly people, and it was such an experience. We managed to speak to many of them. Some of them even told us their story, which is really, really sad. And even the children who became orphans because their parents have been killed with the crisis in Mizoram. So we were fortunate. It was wonderful to see them, and really sad to hear their stories. They lost everything. We heard different stories, and one of the lady that I spoke to told me about her experience that in the middle of the night, because the people came and they were all just grab anything they could want. They need the immediate needs in a rucksack, in small rucksack. She has children as well, so they have to flee from the house. So it was really, really scary. She said it was dark and we don't know what's going on. And so they just go and fled. And another story that we heard also was that this gentleman, he's been saving his money to start kindergarten school in his hometown. And after saving for many years, he just started about a month or two, and this crisis came. And he explained great in detail about about how they flew. It was such horrific. And one of the things he mentioned that struck me was that they were running and then they wanted to go back and grab more people, the elderly. And they went there and then they were down in the hill and they look up and they could see that their village was on fire. So that means all their houses, their belongings, whatever they have, has been burned down. And that was really heartbreaking to hear. So those are the stories that we heard that day. It's a really, really bad road, even if you travel by car. One thing that we would like to do while we were in Mizoram, Nan and I were thinking, should we go near the border so that we could see them? But everyone says, don't go there. First, security. But the second one is that the roads were very, it's really bad, they said. So I think in order to come to Mizoram, it will take at least two days if they find any transportation straight away. But I hear from many of them that they had to stay in one place a few days in order to know where they will be going or how they will be going to another next step. So I would say at least 2-3 days if the travel is smooth that they will be able to come to Mizoram.
And I guess we're talking about young families, elderly people,
yes,
young children, making a what sounds like a very dangerous and hazardous journey.
Yes, I think it is really, really dangerous. I think the travel itself is dangerous, and then the emotional side, losing all your belongings at the back, and then you see your village burning, and then you have to go away from that. I think it must be really, really difficult to fled like that, and especially for the children. The lady who spoke to me said how she tried to comfort her children because they were not sure what happened, and it's so difficult to explain what really happens. And they don't want the children to be scared, but they're scared anyway. So it was really difficult, she said. It's just very difficult for us to really understand what they have experienced. So the lady told me that they lose the job. Of course, they fled there. They are in a safe place in Mizoram. Very, very grateful to the Mizoram people for embracing them. But they said that because they cannot find a job, a proper job that sustain their everyday life, they had to go to any place that they can work. So for example, this lady told me that she just work in different homes, washing clothes or cleaning the house. And in order to do that, she has to start at 4 o'clock in the morning to go on foot because they cannot afford for taxi or any other transportation. So she has to start really early, work the whole day and walk back home. And after that, in the evening, then she started to look after her children, wash the family clothes, cook for the family. So it's quite hard, she said. And compared to Manipur, she mentioned that Mizoram is very expensive, life itself. So she said if she find it really expensive, even to go somewhere is quite expensive. And she also mentioned about her mother-in-law. I'm not sure if it's her mother-in-law or her mother who lives with them now. She's elderly. And she said that one day she was ill and they had to take her to a hospital which is closest to them. And that costs a lot of money for them. So next time they are not well, they have to think very carefully how much they have in order to pay for transportation or to buy any medicines that the doctor prescribed. And even the husband has to work like daily labor, whatever he could find in order to sustain their everyday needs. So it's really, really hard for them.
Diolch am wrando. Gobeithio eich bod wedi mwynhau'r podlediad yma. Gwrandewch mas am yr un nesaf yn fuan, ond tan hynny, pob bendydd I chi gyd. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Listen out for the next one soon, but until then, God bless you all.